Oui.
Hello?
Oui, bonne journée. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Louis.
Who's calling? I was
This
returning a call. I had a missed call from this
yeah,
number.
this is Zach giving you a call about your property on Sherwood Drive.
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you?
You still selling it?
I mean, I ain't got the number that I'm looking for yet, so it's a possibility.
I guess all things are possible sometimes.
But you had an offer for me?
Well, last time we talked, you said you wanted $550,000. Did you, what, you know, I guess that would make sense that you haven't gotten that offer, huh?
No, I got the $550,000 offer.
Then what's holding you back from selling it?
I mean, that's the highest offer I got so far, so that's why I was saying
oh.
I wasn't taking nothing lower than that.
I gotcha. Well, that's good. Well, you know, in my personal opinion, not that it really matters. I think it is a fair offer, and if you got it, then you should probably take it. But, you know, that's up to you, and it's not
yeah.
mine.
I'm not in a rush. I mean, that was from Red Door.
Yeah. You said it was from Red Door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know those guys, actually. I don't know them personally, but I know enough about them, put it that way.
Yeah, I came out here 2-3 times. But, yeah, no, I'm not in a rush right now. So, right now, just, like I said, relaxing.
That's right.
So, I mean, if you got an offer, I'm willing to hear it. But other than that, you know, I don't see anything that we could do for each other.
Well, I mean, you wanted 550. You got the 550. How come you didn't do business with them?
I never wanted 550. 550 was the highest offer I had got on paper. I mean, if I could get more, I'm gonna get more. So right now, I'm not in a rush to sell my house.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like I said, I was calling around when I put out those filled out whatever I filled out online, and you know people start contacting me. That's all that it was. I wasn't in a rush to sell my home.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm just taking offers, so that's why I didn't take the 550.
I gotcha. Well, I mean, you got a nice house. You're a smart guy, obviously. You know, I think it's. You know, I think it'd be wise to, you know, do whatever you want to do. I mean, it is your house. There's, you know, you get to kind of control the timeline of this thing. And, you know, but you did fill out a form, you know, so obviously you are interested in some degree. You know, it's a big house. I'd love to do business with you, but hey, I don't do business with everybody I talk to. So, we're interested. I don't really think our offer would be much different. But hey, man, that's just the world we live in.
Alrighty. Well, I'll talk to you later then. Appreciate the call.
I mean, is there anything that would hold you back from, you know, I mean, I guess really I just kind of want to understand, you know, I know you're not in a hurry, you're not in need of selling, but if you were an artist, you know, and you had a canvas and you were just to have a paintbrush and paint the perfect picture of you kind of executing this whole ordeal, I mean, what would that picture look like? If you don't mind asking.
It's hard to say. I mean, it's just hard to say. It is really... walking away with $100,000 is really not going to move the needle for me. You know, owing about $450 and taking $550 by the time I move, you know, the cost of moving, putting some stuff in storage, finding another place. You know, basically, I'd just be moving out of my house into a rental spot, or, you know, I wouldn't even have enough money for a down payment for another home at the moment. So it's like there's no pressure to sell and walk away with $100,000, you know, at 550. You know, that's only if I completely just want to downsize and say, okay, we're not going to buy another house and we're not going to do anything. So that's why I'm like that. You know, we just got our tax assessment from New Kent yesterday at 768. Mm-hmm. So selling my house for 550 is not no, wow, yo, let's do it type move for me.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, you know, that would make sense for you. You know, you got a mortgage on it. After you make the mortgage, you know, pay off, you walk away with $100,000. I mean, what is a number that you're like, you know what, that makes sense to me? What, I mean, is there a number, or?
I don't know. I would have to talk to my wife, you know, an offer that I can't refuse. I don't know what that offer would be.
Yeah.
Somebody come at me with an offer and be like, okay, here's your offer. You know, you got 7 days, take it or leave it. And then me and my wife could look at that and be like, okay, this is a serious offer. Take it or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would move the needle. Right now, there's nothing moving the needle. 550 is not moving the needle for me. You know, it's a great offer. It's a good, well, it's not even a great offer. It's a good offer, but not moving the needle.
So. Yeah. How relevant would you say the pictures of your house or online are? Have you done your research, or have you looked them up?
What do you mean? How relevant are the pictures?
Meaning condition.
Oh, the house is in good condition. It's, you know, the older house, so there is a couple of things that need to be updated, but, you know, structurally and physically, the house is great condition. You know, if I wanted to, I'd just take out a home equity line of credit, you know, for about less than $100,000 and restore everything up to perfect, you know, update the kitchen, fix a few things around the house. I already bought lumber to update the deck, and we already did the walkway and the pier and the boathouse, the pier going across the lake.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, and then the house, the in-law suite outside that I turned into a man cave, which is still could be a man cave and an in-law suite behind the 3-car garage, you know, facing the lake. That's not even brought up into the assessment when people look at the comps on my house. So it's like, that's why when Red Door came out, they was like, wow, you were right. You know, the comps that we're looking at can't compare to your house, because we don't see this when we look at other houses, and we don't see this when we look at your house online. To be here and see it, you know, we understand why. It's like it's two properties in one.
Right.
My garage space and man cave and the unfinished upstairs over top of the garage is larger than most people's homes.
Let me ask you this. What's your mortgage rate on this thing?
3.25.
Okay.
That's another reason why I'm not jumping to sell my house, because if I sell this and buy another house, I'm going to be in, what, 6 to 7% interest rate?
About 5 to 7, yeah, if you're lucky.
Yeah. We got the house in 2015 during the bubble, so.
Yeah. I mean, that's tough, you know. I will say, that's tough.
So, yeah, we can't see giving up 11,000 square feet for 550 on 6 acres on a private lake with a boathouse and a pier that crosses the lake. and a whole second property outside doesn't make sense. Not at this point, not for $550, it don't. We can't replace this. It's probably not going to be another housing bubble, not in my lifetime.
You can only hope not, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the reality of it. We can't time the market.
Exactly. So at the rate that I'm paying now, you know, if I buy another house, if I built a brand new house, 1,500 to 2,000 square feet today, I'm still going to be paying more in the mortgage for a 2,000 square foot home and with 1-2 acres of land versus the 6 acres that I got on a private lake.
Right.
With 5,000 square foot of living space in the main home and another 5,000 to 6,000 square feet, you know, behind the garage and above and beyond the 3-car garage. So that's what I said. There's no pressure. We might just take our own equity line of credit and convert the garage space into a living space and Airbnb it. You know, it's like there's so many, talking to so many different people, we got so many options.
Yeah.
Airbnb both spaces, you know, or rent them out. So.
Right.
And then the 3 acres on the other side of the lake, you know, people are telling me to just go down to the courthouse, partition the property off, and keep the 3 acres on the other side of the lake and sell, you know, this side. Or, I mean, just talking to different people with so many options that I didn't realize existed. On why, you know, it took pressure off of wanting to even sell the home, but just to get an idea of what people will offer.
Right. Well, you know, let's ponder. Let's keep the conversation going. I like speaking with you, and you're an honest guy, and, you know, I like to consider myself honest as well as possible. So let's just, you know, let's stay friends, and, you know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just going to tell you what is and what isn't. And, you know, you're not in a bad situation. You got that 3.2% interest rate. You got a nice house. You got a boathouse. You could pull out an equity line, more than $100,000, I'm sure. I've been in banking for a long time.
But I don't need that.
I mean, my best thing for you is, you know, I think you, you know, I don't know why you want to move besides, you know, maybe to downsize. But, you know, the best financial solution you can do for yourself, in my opinion, is, you know, probably take out that equity line. Also, you know, make that boathouse a livable house and rent it out. You know, not whether it's Airbnb or whether it's just like a long-term thing. You know, less maintenance, but steady income, promised income.
Absolutely.
No extra work, you know. And your property is nice. You know, it's on a, you know, private lake, and, you know, I agree with everything that you're telling me, and the reality of it is, you know, it's not completely up to date, which it's in good shape. It's, you know, it's a beautiful house. So, well, we're all speaking the same language here, and I I'd love to buy it from you, but, you know, I need to do a few more things, maybe looking at it. I'll see about getting my partners, you know, because if you want to walk away with like more than $100,000, then, you know, I need to get a set of, you know, a second pair of eyes on this thing.
Alrighty, I mean. Yeah, like I said, I mean, I understand it's a great house. Like, I get flooded with calls. I do. And some be real and some offers be bullshit. Like I said, Red Door, theirs is on paper. And they call me, Jake and Jesse call me at least every week, both of them, him and her. I don't know if they have been a wife or... But, yeah.
Well, I appreciate talking to you. Let me get my partner's eyes on it, and then we'll talk, all right?
Absolutely.
All right.
You have a good day, Jake.
All right, Louis. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye.